Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, Batman and Robin have discovered a clue they hope will lead them to the real Dixie Lamar. Because Lois Lane is an almost perfect double for a girl known as Dixie Lamar, wanted for murder, Dr. Bly, the leader of Dixie's confidence gang, planted evidence in Lois's apartment, which made it appear that she was Dixie. Arrested and brought to trial, Lois is now waiting for the jury to bring in its verdict, which almost everyone believes will send the innocent girl reporter to the electric chair. Guessing the truth, Clark Kent asked Batman to help him find the real murderess. With Robin, his young companion, Batman was searching old juvenile court records when he came across the photograph of a girl named Dorothy Zelenka, who bore a striking resemblance to Lois. Believing that Dorothy Zelenka might be Dixie Lamar, Batman and Robin hurried to the reformatory, where we join them now in the office of Mrs. Taylor, the matron. Listen.
You say you remember this girl, Mrs. Taylor?
Yes, quite well. She served a term here several years ago. Her name at that time was Dorothy Zelenka.
We think she's Dixie Lamar now.
I beg your pardon?
Dixie...
No time to go into that now, Robin. Could you possibly tell us where Dorothy Zelenka can be reached, Mrs. Taylor?
Oh, I'm afraid I can.
Uh-oh.
It's been 5 years since we released her. She reported to the parole officer for a year following her release, but then we lost contact with her.
Well, don't you have any address for her?
Only the one she gave when she was arrested.
Well, may we have it, please, Mrs. Taylor?
I'll get the file. It's right here.
Well, thank you.
We haven't time for any Sherlock Holmes stuff now, Batman. Jury will be bringing in its verdict any minute. Oh, we know they've already brought it in.
Well, keep your fingers crossed and your shirt on.
Oh, are you kidding? When I think of poor Miss Lane and Jim Olson and Mr. Kent sweating it out...
Here we are. Dorothy Zelenka, 229 West Street.
West Street? That's in the tenement district.
That's right. Let's get going, Robin.
I'm practically there.
Well, thanks a lot, Mrs. Taylor.
Make that for two.
Oh, you're very welcome, but I doubt if the address will help you. Our welfare workers reported that Dorothy never went back there.
Well, at least I...
What's that?
Hey, you have got the jitters, Robin. Those are just the noon whistles. Well, come on. Goodbye, Mrs. Taylor.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hurrying from the reformatory, Batman and Robin leap into their Batmobile and drive a short distance to a shabby tenement district near the river. Stopping before 229 West Street, a dingy five-story building with rusty fire escapes sagging below broken windows, they swiftly assume their garb of Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson and climb five flights of uncarpeted stairs to an ill-smelling, dimly lit hallway.
Lovely odors, eh, what? Aren't you glad you're not hungry?
Never mind the gags. Now, let's see. 6A on this side. 6B over here. Okay, here's hoping.
You're hoping for a bell, there isn't any.
Well, hands were invented before bells. Go on, Robin, rap on the door.
Check. Wouldn't it be nice if Dixie, alias Dorothy, opened the door herself?
Well, you still believe in Santa Claus, don't you?
I can dream, can't I?
Quiet, somebody's coming.
Yeah, what you want?
Well, pardon me, madam, but
what you want?
I'm sorry to trouble you, but we're looking for a young lady who used to live here.
Nobody live here but me.
Oh, I understand, but this young lady used to live here, and it's very important that we get in touch with her. Her name is Dorothy Zelenka.
Dorothy? You want Dorothy?
Yes, we'd
Do
like...
Do you know her?
What you want with Dorothy?
She...
Hold it, Dick. Why, it's a matter of great importance, Mrs... I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
What you want Dorothy for? You cops, no?
No, we're not.
No, of course we're not. We're friends of a mutual friend, you might say.
You sure might.
I no understand. I don't know where Dorothy is. Don't know, don't care. Maybe she be dead, maybe not. Don't matter.
It matters a lot to someone we know.
Dick, look here, Mrs.
My name be Zelenka.
Zelenka?
I no hurt nobody, no get in trouble.
Are you Dorothy Zelenka's mother?
Yeah, but Dorothy no good. Go to reform school, always trouble.
Where is she now, Mrs. Zelenka?
I don't know. She no come back from reform school. Maybe better that way.
Haven't you any idea where she is?
No, I don't know, and I don't care. You go look for her. Maybe you find her, maybe not. Goodbye.
Oh, just a minute. We're...
Well, that's that.
Not by a long shot. Quick, off of the clothes. Now, maybe a little job here for Batman and Robin.
Huh?
Come on. Come on. Come on, Robin. Strip down to your costume.
Okay. But would you mind elucidating?
What's the matter with your ears today? Didn't you hear that hot music when the door opened?
So what? Mrs. Z must have fallen asleep with the radio on. Or maybe she likes Boogie Woogie.
Maybe. But then who turned it off?
Off?
Right. And while she was talking to us. And she said that...
She said she was all alone. Hey, maybe we've got something here.
Something or somebody. I also caught a glimpse of a couple of suitcases, two very fancy pigskin jobs in the room next to the hall.
Better and better. What would Mrs. Z be doing with pigskin suitcases?
You can have the first guess. Ready?
Ready. What do we do, bang on the door again and swarm ashore when it opens?
Maybe walk into a load of artillery? Don't be silly. Follow me, and don't sound like the Marine.
I'm a mouse. What's our objective?
A door down the line there. There are two apartments to a floor, so that must be the back door to Mrs. Zelenka's dirty little nest.
Boy, oh boy, if only Dorothy Zelenka, alias Dixie Lamar, is in that nest.
Well, we'll find out. Hold it.
I don't hear anything.
Neither do I. Well, I'll just... Open.
Looking for
what?
Somebody, boys?
A guy with a gun. Look out, Batman.
I see him.
Hey, Doc, get a load of this...
Kevin, that'll hold him.
Robin. Get them, boys.
I got you first, Joe.
Nice work, Robin. It's Dr. Bly. Oh, here come a dozen gorillas, and they've all got guns. We need reinforcements. This way.
Hey, you're running away from the stairs.
There'll be clay pigeons on the stairs, Robin. Up that ladder to the roof. Come on, hurry.
Let me go up the ladder. Right,
the trap door better be open. Lit.
Come on, get that trap door open.
I'm trying to, but it's stuck.
Here, swing over.
And I'll open it.
Okay, that did it. Up we go. I'm up. Come on, Batman, you'll comb your hair later.
Okay. Help me slam this trap door shut, Robin.
Right.
There we go.
There. Now, let's get going. What's the matter, Batman? Why did you get up?
I've got a bullet in my leg.
Oh. Here come our friends. Now what do we do?
Dismayed, young Robin looks down at the wounded Batman sprawled across the trapdoor above Dr. Bly and his gunmen. We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first...
Say, if you've got a big brother or a friend in the Air Force, he'd probably tell you that he's mighty glad you're collecting those swell insignia and warplane buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because those fellows want everybody to know what those insignia look like and what they mean, and to remember the grand job the Air Forces did for us in the war. And you know, you can be proud to wear those buttons on your shirt or jacket or cap. They're real long-lasting metal, you know, enameled white with the insignia reproduced in brilliant clear colors. Inside each package, you'll find your thrilling insignia or warplane button. So today, ask Mother to get P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Heavily outnumbered by Dr. Bly and his gang, Batman and Robin rushed up a ladder to the tenement roof. On the way, Batman was shot in the leg, and he now sprawls across the trapdoor beneath which Dr. Bly's men are gathered.
Look, Robin, leave me here.
Leave you here? Are you crazy?
You've got to. Dixie Lamar's in that apartment. You've got to get help.
We'll both get help. Come on, I'll help you.
No, now listen to me. I can't move my right leg, but I can hold off Bly's gang while you get to the courtroom. Tell them that we found Dixie and send help.
You won't get off the trapdoor, huh? Okay, then.
Come on, get away from the trapdoor. They're going to shoot through it.
Okay.
Go ahead, blaze away, chums. But the first man who comes up here gets it.
That'll hold him. Go on, get going, Robin.
I can't leave you, Batman. You can't stand off the whole gang.
Only one man can come through that trapdoor at a time. It's a bottleneck.
Then they'll get up here some other way. Listen.
No, you listen to me and don't argue. You've got to get to the courtroom, tell Kent we found Dixie Lamar. You've got to. Look, there's a rain spout goes down the side of the building there, into the court. You can get down that way. Go on, Robin. Hurry. Hurry.
Okay, I'll be back with the Marines. Good luck.
Same to you.
Undecided, Robin looks back once more at Batman, then leaps to the rain spout and slides swiftly down, hand over hand. At the bottom, in the small courtway hemmed in by four brick walls, the youngster in mask and cape drops to the ground, turns about, and...
What?
Well, well, well. Fancy meeting you here, Robin. Just put up your hands, please.
Dr. Bly.
Very bright of you and Batman to trace us here. Very bright indeed. Isn't it too bad that you have to die now before you could save Miss Lane from the electric chair?
His mind racing furiously, Robin faces the gun in Dr. Bly's hand and the evil gleam in the man's cold, mocking eyes and sees no way out for himself, for the wounded Batman on the roof, or for Lois Lane, who, at this very moment in the tense, crowded courtroom, seated beside Clark Kent, Perry White, and Jimmy Olsen, gasps as she watches the door of the jury room open and sees the 12 solemn-faced men and women file toward their box. Fearfully, Lois grasps Kent's hand, dimly hears him say,
Steady, Lois. Steady.
Only one glance at the 12 solemn faces of the jury is needed to guess their verdict. And even Clark Kent, who is Superman, pales. Now everything depends on Robin and Batman. What will happen to them? Don't miss tomorrow's smashing climax of our story, fellows and girls. Tune in same time, same station, and thrill to The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.